Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Tuesday the 7th of December. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Tuesday's podcast at STC. Our vision for this year is join us for the better life. And every day this week, our Bible reflections will consider key foundations of this better life that Jesus brings. Yesterday, an overview of the better life. And today we consider how we use our time. How does it become practical, this better life? And to see afresh that as we slowly soak our lives every day in God, radical change can happen. Every day, every week, every month, and in this new year. You see, this teaching is so relevant in our busy, time-demanding, energy-sapping modern world. So here's a reflection for today. I think we'd all agree that time is precious and energy is finite. We only have so much of each available every day. So the key is how we use it. We're all busy people in different ways. So it's sobering to remember that Jesus had the same 24 hours each day that are available to you and me. So his life becomes the model for my life. As the American church leader John Mark Comer says, if you want to experience the life of Jesus, well, we need to live the lifestyle of Jesus. And when you study his life in the Gospels, you see how well he used his time. His life was in balance. His life was in three heaven-inspired dimensions. And the STC family will know the up-in-out triangle. It's who we are, and it's what we do. It's based on the life of Jesus as we see it in the Gospels. Do you want a reminder? Well, check out the GROW Project video from last January for an overview of the up-in-out triangle. Our Bible reading today is now, not at the end of the podcast, and it's John 15, verses 1 to 4 from the Message Bible. It says this: I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes, and every branch that is grape-bearing he prunes back, so it will bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. Live in me, make your home in me, just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I think those are amazing words that Jesus says on how we live our lives and how we use our time. Because what he's saying here is that our lives will contain times of fruitfulness and times of pruning back, or times of being productive and times of being prepared to be productive, or simply a time to work and a time to rest from our work. The quantity of time available, as we've said to us each day, is fixed, but the quality of our time, how we use it, is down to each one of us. So a question, or perhaps three, as we begin this new year: how is my up-in-out life balance at the moment? Well, as a team, we often take our triangle and write it down on a piece of paper or a whiteboard, and we write a number 0 to 10 in each of the three angles. And it gives you a good pointer to where you are at the moment and where you want to be. So if we go from 0 to 10, 3 is a low number. That's how I'm doing in my up or my in or my out. 8 is a high number. I'm doing really well in that. Try it yourself and see how you go with it. And while you're doing that, here are three practices to consider on how we use our time. First of all, what I would call God time. How is the up part of my life? Am I making time to be with Jesus? Well, if you're listening to this podcast, the answer is yes. Well done. Through this podcast, you are connecting with the Bible, God's word, with prayer and worship. It's part of your God time. But here are some other ways to develop the up dimension of your life, like making sure Sunday gatherings are a committed and regular part of life for you and your family, listening to sermons live and online, reading a spiritual book that will build you up. And again, if you can't think of one, let me recommend John Mark Comer, who I quoted earlier. Any of his books are excellent. Perhaps go back over the Grow Project modules from last year, the ones you missed or the ones you really enjoyed. Just all these things will develop the up, God time dimension of your life. And then secondly, family and friends time. We all need to make sure we commit quality time to those we love. So if you're married, don't neglect each other. Have time for each other. If you've got small children, don't let bedtime stories and prayers be squeezed out by busyness. Or if the kids are older, make sure you have your how was your day time over a meal or whenever it is. Also, make your midweek community a priority. I know it's not easy with busy lives, but your cell and cluster is a vital part of developing your in dimension. When Trisha and I became Christians, it was the small midweek group in the church we were at that we were part of and then eventually led that so blessed our lives. And we look back on that group with great fondness even now. So that's family and friends time, as well as God time. And finally, our work rest time. How is my work rest rhythm? Well, work-wise, there'll always be tasks that need doing today. But you know, we can begin every day and every task by asking Jesus for his strength and grace to do our work well, and that all we do would honour him, and that we would be an encouragement to our colleagues and a blessing to those around us. I've always sought to do this since I've become a Christian, both in secular work and as working in the church and now as a church leader. Every day I pray in our prayers that I would be a blessing to God and to those around me. But also rest time. When do I have time away from my work, whatever that might be, to take a Sabbath rest? How can I be less busy? Do I need more sleep or more exercise or a healthier diet? These three dimensions of God time, family and friends time, and work and rest time. I still have to work at this in my life to make sure there is godly balance, as over the years I could easily have had a tendency to work more than I rest. You see, no one clocks you in or out as a vicar. The work seemingly never stops. And Trish and I have worked hard over the years in the ministry Jesus has called us to, but we've also tried to work hard, not always successfully, at establishing this godly balance in our lives and in our marriage and with our family, our children. So as you begin this new year, how's your up and out? Getting this balance right is not always easy, but it is possible because Jesus shows us how to make it possible. And then, small step by small step, we put his new life rhythms into practice and begin to enjoy a more fruitful life, the better life he's planned for us. Do you know what? It's well worth the effort. So here's a prayer for today. Lord Jesus, show me today how to use my time and energy well, that I would honour you in all I do and be a blessing to others this day and this new year. Amen.
Darkness to light, set my feet high on this mountain, put my enemies to flight. So I now will praise you as long as I live. I will praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield. When everything around me is overtaken, I'll never be shaken. No. you keep my lamp burning. You have turned my darkness to light. Set my feet high on this mountain. For my enemies to fly. So I won't praise you as long as I live. As long as I live. No, I won't praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear for you. When everything around me is overtaken, and I'll know I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken.